I'm just so happy. I am so happy. And so I'm going to go straight to the word this morning. And I'm reading from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. I'm starting at verse 13b through 15. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, 13b through 15. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren and sistren, warn those who are unruly, comfort the faint-hearted, uphold the weak, be patient with all. See that no one renders evil for evil to anyone, but always pursue what is good, both for yourselves and for all. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. And who are we, people? We are spiritual beings who are one with Christ, having a what? Having a what? Having a human experience. Don't it keep showing up? And our thought for the day in this series, we're calling it four words. Four words, in spite of series. And as we go through our time together today, I want y'all to think about some of the four word phrases that we use as we think of in spite of. Boy, Alpheus comes up with the most amazing, or should I say the Holy Spirit gives him the most incredible topics, and they're always so timely. So if we're gonna be who we are, do what we have to do in Christ, what does it look like to do it in spite of? In spite of. And the ways that we do it, we do it who, what, when, where, and why. Who? In whatever we're doing, we have to know who we are really. Say, who are you really? Who are you really? Son of God. Y'all know I was going there, didn't you? Son of man. Son of Ben. Son of Kate. And all other kind of sons whenever we ain't being holy, Jesus. But who are we really? And we are one with the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. That's us. That's four. Where we are matriculating, we are God, we are family, we are community, and we are a part of this world. Even though we may not ever go to the Ukraine, we know, may not be intimately connected with what's going on in China, Russia, Korea, wherever, we are still a part, as Michael says, we are the world. We are the future. And then sometimes it gets a little confusing because then we go with us, them, they, and we. Have you ever been talking to somebody and say, you know what they said? Who is they? Well, you know, I was thinking about, you know, this, that, and the other, but you know how they are. Holler back at me. Who is they? Who is they, y'all? Keep it for words. Who is they? But whenever we get to they and them, maybe the question should be, who are we? Who are we? And I was going through a difficult situation one time, and I had the opportunity to seek counsel for my brother. And he said this, and it just touched my heart. Couldn't remember anybody saying this to me before. But repeat back to me, who's messing with you? Who's messing with you? You want four words that can transform your life? Who's messing with you? The other one I don't like. What did you do, though? So if you got the answer who messing with you, you have to be ready for the comeback. But what you do? I always didn't like that. And then he taught me another thing. The what. And this relates to, all of these go back to 1 Thessalonians, which reminds me, y'all, 1 Thessalonians is the bomb. Y'all have to read 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And when you read it, look at Matthew 5. It's like Paul took the Sermon on the Mount and just concentrated it or reworded it, gave it his Cliff Notes style of Matthew 5. That's the way 1 Thessalonians 5 in its entirety reads. But I remember also whenever I was having a situation with my brother and I dropped the ball, broke the eggs, stumbled and crumbled. And he said, you know what? No harm, no foul. Somebody say, no harm, no foul. Boy, you got to have a strong heart and a strong back to say no harm, no foul. Y'all know what no harm, no foul mean. What it means is, you dumb, I know it, but I ain't gonna make you feel like it. Just kidding. But no harm, no foul means you really, that person really does have every reason to be unhappy with you. But they step to the pocket, I'm gonna say because of the blood, the shed blood of Jesus, and they can say to you, no harm, no foul. And they mean it. Some people mean it when they say don't worry about it. Some people say don't worry about it. You better be worrying about it real hard. Somebody say, please worry about it. We're coming back to these four words. Either don't worry and you're safe, or you better know who's telling you not to worry. And then my favorite, one of my favorite scriptures comes from 1 Thessalonians 18. God tells us what? In everything, give thanks. Somebody say, in everything, give thanks. Now, I cannot take credit for this thought, but I heard somebody say it's a difference between saying for everything, give thanks. It's kind of hard to forgive somebody whenever they really did stab you in the back and you're trying to act like you've got a double rotator cuff so you can get the knife out and put it back in their chest. That's for. We're not giving thanks for everything, but in everything. We give thanks because now we know where to walk and how to walk, and we might need to walk sideways instead of turning our whole back to somebody and exposing it. Surely goodness and mercy does follow us, but sometimes people get past them, I believe. I'm just saying, y'all know how I interpret scripture. I used to wonder about that. If surely goodness is, and mercy is following me all the days of my life, how am I gonna get stabbed in the back? Do y'all ever wonder, do y'all ever ask those kind of questions? I mean, I do. But I also said to somebody the day after God made me, he had to take a break. That's why we have the Sabbath. And on the seventh day, he was like, dude, need a break. That one there, ooh, it's going to be a while before she get here, but I already know. Broke out into a sweat. Just had to rest. Somebody say, thank God for the seventh day. I know y'all wondering, Katie Webb, but it's the truth. It's a difference to give thanks in everything. Because when I give thanks in those things, I'm looking for the lesson. I'm open for a new way to describe the situation. I am allowing God to give me clarity in the situations, because some situations are just too hard for us. Those things may be for the cross. That's why we have to give them to the cross. That's why we have to put it under the blood. Put it under blood. That's too many letters, but y'all got it. Under the blood. When? First Thessalonians, blessed Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5 and 1 says we have to do it in season and out of season. Paraphrase. We have to always be prepared to be in that in spite of place. Another four words, anywhere and everywhere. Where are you going to give thanks? On the highway, in the library, at the grocery store, long line at Walmart? Where are you? Anywhere and everywhere. And that's when we're able to give thanks, know who we are, know what we're working with, we get some power, and that power gives us the ability to say, it really doesn't matter. What's it, Revenge of the Nerds? I'm getting some movie clip where they said, it really doesn't matter. Can't remember what movie that was, but if somebody can remember, just say after me, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. Put it up beside the cross. Does it really matter? The eternal power and love of God, unconditional love, does it really matter? And even when we have to stop and pause and have to just be honest, because we should know the truth and the truth should make us free, and just be honest, God, this really does matter, and you're going to have to help me, because we are not foolish. Remember, we've been wise and we've been foolish, but God was always kind. God knows it takes us a little while to get to where he is, but he's right there with us. Amen. Why? I used to have to ask the question when mama tell me something. I didn't just say why, but I wanted to say why. Most of the time, that grown person would say, because I said so. Any of y'all remember hearing somebody say that? Because I said so. Y'all, you don't ask my mom and my daddy like that. But why but once? That's why I have a special personality. Because it got popped real good and I didn't ask it no more. Some things they call knocking sense into you. And that's why you know. Because God said so. Why do we let it go? Because God said so. No harm, no foul. Because God said so to you, me. And in spite of this, somebody say in spite of this. In spite of that, I do not like to call out sins and embarrassing myself and other people. But when we go to 1 Thessalonians 5, and 13 through 15, this is the in spite of moment. And we have a whole new four words where Jesus and Paul and them just got jiggy with it. Somebody say, are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Paul had the blazing audacity to write, get along among yourself. Each of you do your part. Counsel is what you warn the freeloaders. Okay, so this is the Message version, okay? And I specifically chose this because it is so close to my language. So they say, our counsel is that you warn the freeloaders to get a move on. Now, how many times we talk about freeloaders? Ain't nobody telling. Now, I don't remember wanting to tell the freeloaders they need to do something. I wanted to tell the freeloaders something else. And Lord Jesus, what is a freeloader? Then they say, gently encourage the stragglers. Hurry up. It's taking you so long. And reach out for the exhausted, pulling them to their feet. Don't look down on a man, says the William Brothers, unless you picking them up. Pulling them up to their feet. Oh, Katie Webb. Be patient with each other. Attentive to everyone's needs. What about me? What about me? That's only three. And be careful that when you... Be careful that when you get on each other's nerves, you don't snap at each other. Oh, somebody say, don't tap out. Don't tap out, y'all. Don't tap out. This is word. Look for the best in each other. And always do your best to bring out the best in others. Ooh, somebody say, hold to his hand. The Message Bible really does break it down for you in a way you never realized what Paul was talking about in New King James Version. But let me tell you what Jesus said in Luke 3:35. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Four words. Silent in your heart or just got to screaming, Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Have y'all ever just had to holler? All right, now. Jesus said, love your enemies. Say what? Do good to them with the knife in my back or out, Lord. Lend to others without expecting anything back. When you say you're going to give me my money. I know when you got paid. Then, they said, in spite of, then your reward will be great, and you will be children of the Most High God, because he is kind to the ungrateful and the wicked. Y'all know what I'm thinking about, don't you? Of course not. A couple of weeks ago, a young man named Corbin worked the word for us. And he talked about John 3:17, where he reminded us that Jesus came into the world to save the world and not condemn it. But oh wee, how many of y'all done got mad at people at church? Ain't nothing like a good old faithful churchgoer to bust your last nerve, okay? You got to sit here and act like, nah. You be going around this way so you won't have to pass by them and say, hey. Whew. And I like what brother said. No, you didn't do that, but what did you do? That's what we ought to start saying to people when they bring us information. And they be telling us stuff. Child, guess what they did? But what did you do? But what did you do? Don't take the butt out. What did you do, though? It's so easy to get emotionally involved with the drama in the life of others. Love your enemies. Not just because it says, sound like that's in spite of to me. In spite of the fact they put all on the steps and they knew you were coming down them and you just did a boop 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 boop. You had one of those. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you why I'm laughing. Y'all remember Eddie Murphy in his thing, and he said the woman that fell down the steps, boop 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 boop, she fell down the steps, boop boop boop. Lord help me, Jesus, please. Boop, 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 boop. My hair, Lord, I mean, that's what I imagine, except for it wasn't funny. Boop, 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 boop. Somebody put a block out there, and honey, you didn't fall. You fell, you tumbled, you rolled over, you scratched your back up, your knees are scarred and bloody, and you chipped your fingernail. Somebody say, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Love my enemies. Ooh, we. Not just because we get down like that. No. It's because our reward will be great. What could be greater than being the children of the Most High? We already are. Okay, I'm going to go back and help y'all remember this. Don't let Repeat after me. Don't let your humanity bully your spirituality. What in the world? Love your enemies. Oh, she took him, Jesus, and she ain't cute. Come on. Who love your enemies and do good to them? That was my last $5. But what is the reward? Oh, don't we be forgetting we children of the Most High God, though. Boy, ain't nothing like humanity to make you forget you even know Jesus. Oh, let somebody cut you off in traffic. Oh, don't let it be a Clemson Saturday and you got to drive. Oh, don't we just act up when we forget? They lied on you. They lied for real. And you want to know, now how did that lie get started? I'm just saying, repeat after me. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. That means in spite of. Oh, in spite of us trying to wrap our mind around the stuff that people have done to us. I'm talking to the man in the mirror. Don't want to look in the mirror, Jesus. Ooh, because I don't want to see what he see when he look at me. Come on, I've been foolish. I know I ain't the only one. Anybody else been foolish? Boy, don't he love us in spite of anyway? Just dim as a 2-watt light bulb. He just shine the light. In spite of cussing in the church parking lot, mumbling in church meetings, trying to plot and not think about it because they didn't vote the way you wanted them to. Glory to God if that supervisor look at me cross-eyed one more time. Now, God, where you at? Why come you did? Why it take so long? Again, Jesus? I thought the blood had power. What does it mean to blaspheme the Holy Spirit? Did I just do that? In spite of. Now, I can't just get up here and start getting just naked with y'all. Somebody gonna have to call the police. But if we gonna be honest, what does in spite of look like from the cross to your life? That's why I can get down with this right here. A little bit easier. In spite of all the things that I am capable of, even though I love the Lord Jesus Christ, even though I can speak in tongues, even though I pray, even though I believe in a way that I've never believed, in spite of all of that, a sister can tap out. I'm not gonna fake it. Don't let me eat and be confused. Don't take much. I'm not shangry. I'm just crazy. In spite of it, God's love, God's mercy, God's grace, in spite of it, are you kidding me? And you know you mean it, and you ask God to help you to just get them. In spite of it, God tells us to do what he does with us. Listen to it again. Get along among yourselves. I don't make you pay for what you did. Each of you doing your own part. They did more than me. Well, God, I do your part. You didn't even show up. You didn't say your prayers. Okay. Our counsel is that you warn the freeloaders to get a move on. Stop procrastinating. Stop being lazy. Stop talking yourself out of it. Stop having doubts, indecisions, and fears. Gently encourage the stragglers. Do you think you could hurry up? Just go ahead. Time is nothing to me. You are my daughter, and I know what you're able to do. Reach out for the exhausted. Lord, I'm so tired, but I will give you strength. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you will reap if you faint not. Pull them up to their feet. I am the lifter of your head. A righteous man falls 70 times. The blood paid it all. Be patient with each other. I don't understand why I can't do it. Why do I keep doing the same things over and over? My goodness and mercy is with you. Patience is a virtue. You're my daughter. You're my child. Be attentive to everyone's needs. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Where's my check? I am the great opulence of God made visible in your hand and use. And be careful that when you get on each other's nerves, don't snap. Jesus, my child. Be angry. Seeing not, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. I can get mad. Calm down. Only till 5:30 after daylight savings time. What that mean? In spite of, are you kidding me? Look for the best in each other. No, you're fine. You are created in the image of the Most High God. The same mind that's in Christ Jesus is also in you. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. You have been transformed and renewed in your mind. And I said you're perfect no matter what anybody tells you, and you're the best that I ever made. Always do your best to bring it out. My best on Monday isn't my best on Tuesday. Thank you, Jesus. Wednesday, I got you, my daughter. Thursday, been had you all this week. In spite of your humanity giving you a run for the money, trying to trick your spirituality. In spite of it, are you kidding me? Lord, have mercy, Jesus. We serve an awesome God, don't we? Make you think about what in spite of looked like, doesn't it? In spite of. Trying to, not trying to. Meant to, forgot to. Wasn't going to. But in spite of, the blood will never lose is power. Stand to your feet. And as we stand to our feet, that's why we have to hold to God's unchanging hand. You know why? Because in spite of all the things that happen that we go through, God comes through and he stays right there. Psalmist says you can ascend to the highest height and you can go to the deepest depths. No matter where you ascend or descend, he is right there with you. In spite of you running out ahead of him, in spite of you being somewhere between a turtle and a snail and a stone that cannot move, deer trapped in headlights, God's unchanging hand is there to pick us up, carry us. He doesn't drag us. He just makes the way possible. Somebody say, because he's cool like that. He's cool like that. Let us pray this morning. Our God, our help in ages past, present, and future. Our hope for years to come. Lord, we thank you that you... You do all kinds of things. You love us. You protect us. You provide for us. You prosper us. You care for us. You teach us in spite of. In spite of what we're thinking, in spite of how we're acting, in spite of what we're saying, in spite of how we're being, in spite of our humanity, because of our spirituality, you, our Father, love us unconditionally. And for this we say thank you. Of course we mess up, accidentally and on purpose. learning and messing up is a part of the equation when we move from Son of God to Son of Man and back and forth. We thank you that you know that we are your children, even though we forget, and sometimes we may not even know how to act like it. But in spite of that, the blood still works. In spite of that, the cross is still the example of unconditional love in action. The resurrection reminds us that you are the life and the resurrection, and that's what we have in you. And we have life and life more abundantly, because all you can do is keep your word, because you have an unchanging hand. And we thank you. We are so thankful. And we ask you to forgive us, whether we're learning, whether we are being obstinate, whatever the reasons may be, we call on the law of forgiveness and we say thank you. We thank you because you always know what we need when we need it, and what we did and why we did it, and when we do it and where. Thank you for being our salvation. And thank you for never ever condemning us, because you know exactly why we do what we do when we do it. In spite of, we just say thank you. And because you are faithful and you are merciful, you are loving, and we don't even understand what the favor of your presence in our life means, we say thank you in spite of this, that, and the other. And we give you all praise and we give you all honor, because you are God. And we love you and we thank you for loving us into who you say we are. It's for your name's sake, and it's for your glory that we say hallelujah, thank you Jesus, and amen. Now receive this benediction. May God himself, the God who makes everything holy and whole, make you holy and whole. Put together spirit, soul, and body, and keep you fit for the coming of our Master Christ Jesus. The one who called you is completely dependable, and he will do it. For his name's sake and for his glory, go forth. Spread the love of Jesus in spite of. Amen.